これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
This is really embarrassing. But do you remember the deadline for our report?
Oh, the English class report? Yeah, I think it's due next Thursday.
Are you sure? I thought the teacher said that she would collect it on Tuesday.
Actually, I don't remember either. Sorry. Maybe we should check.
Question 35. What will the man and the woman probably do next?Conversation 36.
I made a mistake. I took the wrong train this morning.
I did that several times when I was new here many years ago. It is pretty common in Tokyo.
But I was already late for an important meeting with some people.
You just moved to Tokyo. Relax. It will take a while to get used to the train system.
Question 36.Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 37.
Where did you want to live when you were younger?
I dreamed about living overseas, someplace like Europe, Asia, or Africa.
So, were you disappointed when you came to work here?
No, it's been great. Australia seems just like home now.
Question 37. Where does the woman live now?Conversation 38.
Dad, when did you start driving? When did you get your driver's license?
I started driving before I met your mother. That was a long time ago. Cars were different then.
Different? Do you mean they were slower or cheaper or bigger?
No, I don't mean any of that. I used to use a metal key to start the engine. Now,I just push a button. I love it. It's a lot easier to drive.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Oh no. Did you see that?
See what? You mean the waiter who's serving our table? What happened?
He knocked a bottle of beer off the table.
I'm glad it didn't break and no one was hurt.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct about the man and the woman? Conversation 40.
I have to pack tonight for a week-long trip, but I don't know what the weather will be like in Canada.
Well, it is already April, so I would think it would be fairly warm.
But they told me it might snow in Alberta this week and to bring warm clothes.
Well, you can always buy more if you need them.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 41.
Excuse me, do you have this vacuum cleaner?
Sorry, we're sold out, but our branch on Main Street has it.
Where is that?
Here's the map. It's about a 15-minute walk from here.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Did you go anywhere during the vacation?
Yes, I went to Vienna.
Vienna? That's in Switzerland, right?
No, it's in Austria.
Do they speak German there?
Yes, they do, but I used English.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Excuse me, my travel guide says there's a nice shopping mall in this area. Do you know where it is?
There are two, actually. A small one just in front of the station, and another one down this way, which is about a 10-minute walk from here.
Okay, I'll try the small one first. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
How was your day? It's only Monday, and you already look tired.
Steve is away on a business trip to Korea, so I had to cover his work.
Oh, so when is he coming back?
The day after tomorrow.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Where did you go last weekend?
My family and I went on a short trip to Nikko with Nancy's family.
Wow, that's a big group. You have two children, and so does Nancy. So it was the eight of you.
Nancy's husband didn't come, so it was the seven of us. We could all fit in Nancy's new van. It seats eight.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
That was a great movie.
I agree. I'm not a big fan of action movies, but this one was really good.
By the way, it's really late now. Do you want me to drive you home?
That would be too much trouble for you. I can still catch the last train.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
I can't believe it. I failed my English test.
Calm down. Just prepare better next time.
No, there's no next time, the teacher said.
Why didn't you study for it harder then?
I was busy working at my part-time job. I'll ask the teacher if I can have a second chance.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Don't you think we need a longer lunch break?
Why do you say that?
The other day, at the cafeteria, I had to wait 30 minutes in line for my food. I only had 20 minutes to finish eating.
I know what you mean. Maybe we need a larger cafeteria rather than a longer lunch break.
Or maybe we need both a larger cafeteria and a longer break.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
How about a pizza for dinner?
Pizza for dinner? We should eat something better. I mean, healthier.
Don't you think pizza's healthy? It's got everything, vegetables and meat.
Okay, if you insist. But you have to make a salad to go with it.
Sure, I'll make the salad. Just call the pizza shop to order the pizza, please.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
Hi, Sam. Have you heard the weather report? They said it was going to snow tonight.
Really? I haven't listened to the news in a while.
Well, I know you ride your bike to work every day and just thought you should know.
Yes, I will take a bus or train tomorrow then.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
Where can I get information about your company?
You can look online, or you can get brochures at the entrance on the first floor when you leave.
I know your business name is COBO. Is that what I need to look for online?
That should get you the information you need. If not, contact me. Here's my card.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 52.
What's the topic of your presentation next week?
It is how we can keep our brains healthy.
That sounds difficult to understand. Is it?
No, it is just common sense. For example, one thing you can do is walk fast at least 3 times a day for 5 minutes to get a good flow of blood through your brain.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
How's it going?
Not bad. By the way, could you help me with my smartphone?
What's wrong?
I bought it yesterday, but I don't know how to use it.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
I'm excited about the new art museum.
Me too. They have a special exhibit of Spanish paintings now. I hope it's not too crowded.
Oh, I love European paintings. How much is the admission fee?
It's $16, but if you have your student ID card, it's $10.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
So, what do you think will be the most exciting new Olympic event for 2020?
I have to say softball. I've been a softball fan for a long time.
Really? I thought you would say skateboarding. For me, it's karate.
Those will be interesting. I like them. But for me, team sports are much more fun to watch.
I guess you're right. So, what got you into softball?
I played on the softball team when I was in junior high school.
Had you started skateboarding by that time, too?
No. I started surfing in high school, and then I decided to try skateboarding after that.
Question 55. Which sport does the woman think will be the most exciting new Olympic event? Question 56. When did the woman begin skateboarding? Long conversation 2.
Hi, Daisuke. Are you going off campus for lunch?
Yes. What about you, Mary?
Well, maybe. Are there any good restaurants nearby?
There are a few nice places about 5 minutes away by bicycle. If we walk, it takes about 10 minutes. Do you want to walk together?
Sure. What type of food do they have?
There's a pasta place, a curry shop, and a soba restaurant. The curry is great.
The curry sounds good. I like soba, too.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. The soba shop is closed today.
Question 57. What will the man and the woman probably have for lunch? Question 58. Where are the good restaurants close to campus?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
When I was growing up in New York, my favorite place to go was Central Park. Let me tell you some things about this park. First of all, it's huge.From north to south, it's 4 kilometers long and almost 1 kilometer wide. There are 2 outdoor ice skating rinks in the park. One of the rinks is a swimming pool in the summer. Another place kids love to go is the Central Park Zoo. They especially enjoy watching the sea lions swimming in their tank during feeding time. Another fun place is the carousel.That's a classic merry-go-round with 57 wooden horses. On the west side of the park, there's an outdoor theater named the Delacorte Theater. In the summer, they have a festival there called Shakespeare in the Park. Plays by Shakespeare are performed there by a lot of famous actors. The tickets are free. Near the southwest corner of the park,is an area called Strawberry Fields. It's an area of the park to remember John Lennon, a former member of the Beatles, who was killed in New York in 1980. On the ground, there is a mosaic of black and white stones that spell out the word Imagine, which was the name of one of his most famous songs. People often gather there to remember him and his music.
Question 59. What is true about Central Park? Question 60. What's special about the area called Strawberry Fields? Monologue 2.
Canada is considered the birthplace of ice hockey, which is now the official winter sport of the nation. It is the sport that has united Canadians the most, especially in international competitions. The word hockey is probably derived from a French word referring to the shape of the stick. It is unclear precisely where and when ice hockey originated, but it is said to be connected to the stick and ball games which were brought to North America in the 19th century. Early ice hockey was played mostly outdoors on patches of natural ice, with snowbanks for boards and wooden posts for goals. The first game of organized ice hockey was played in Montreal, Canada, in 1875. A student from McGill University established a set of formal rules for the game. After the first organized team, the McGill University Hockey Club, was formed in 1879, the sport quickly spread across Canada. The first national championship, called the Stanley Cup, was held in 1893. At the end of the 19th century, hockey spread to the United States, beginning with Yale University. The first professional hockey league of Canada was established in 1917, and then expanded into the United States. It only had 6 teams until 1942. But, by the year 2000, it expanded to 30 teams.
Question 61. When was the first national championship of Canadian ice hockey held? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the following statements is correct? Monologue 3.
A new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics shows that children who do not sleep enough are not good at controlling their emotions and are less focused at school. As a whole, Americans do not sleep enough. Many of them sleep less than 6 hours every night. But a study says children of ages 5 to 12 need to sleep 10 to 11 hours every night. Now, health experts worry that adults' poor sleeping habits affect their children's sleeping habits. Ruth Gruber is a psychologist and the lead author of the new study. In the study, Gruber and other experts either added or subtracted 1 hour of sleep for healthy children ages 7 to 11. They observed the children over 5 nights. The goal was to see if small changes in the amount of sleep could affect a child's behavior. Nobody became a genius, and nobody became crazy, Gruber said. But the findings show that in children, small changes in the amount of sleep can make a big difference. And that is why this is meaningful.
Question 63. Which one of the statements is correct according to the monologue? Question 64. According to the monologue, what did Ruth Gruber study?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。